you hit him and he doesn't go anywhere normally.
I was kind of surprised that he was taking it all the way against three Vassar defenders.
Minute 40 left of the third, a five-point ball game, 24-19, Vassar trailing by five. Keller at the free throw line, and we have a kick ball by Brady as he tried to feed it down to Humpert on the right block.
I can't say enough about Clark Brady. He is just really...
He's improved drastically even from the start of the season.
Providing so much quality minutes out there, he's really doing a great job.
Minute 33 in the third quarter. At halftime, it was 17-11. Now we're at 24-19. As they try and feed him to Humpert, and he gets it at the free throw line and retreats back to top of the key. He's at the left elbow, still dribbling against Andrew Sutton. Finally picks up it, dribble, and gives it back to Keller. Keller against Morneau from 7 feet. Over to the left wing to Fabro. Down to left block to Humpert. Triple team coming down. Puts it to the floor. That's a mistake from any post player. I even know that. And Morneau steals it away.
Only one can get away with that. And, we had him a couple weeks ago.
Down to Sutton inside the lane to Martin Messing. The hook shot is no good. Rebound, Humpert. He tried to dribble again when he brought that rebound in. Left wing to Amond. Back out to Keller against Morneau. 45 seconds left, 24-19. Vassar trying to cut this down to perhaps a one-possession game. Left wing to Amond. Back out to Fabro, top of the key against John Messick.
There was a nice post feed on the inside. He had Drew Sutton one-on-one. Just kicked it back out. They were talking Tyler Humpert.
Amon back up to Fabro, top of the key, dribbles into the lane, and he's swiped away. John Messing has it.
Got to count
Bad
the numbers,
coming
John.
The other way, and Humpert blocks it, and actually John Messing called with the charge as Chandler Poplinski set up camp well before he was there. They're going to say he lowered his shoulder. Offensive foul against Bad Axe's John Messing. His first foul of the night. Excuse me, his second foul of the night, according to my records. And Humpert will sit down and replaced by Zach Shepard. 16 seconds left in the third quarter, and we have some confusion on who that foul is on.
I don't know how they missed it.
It was definitely on John Messing. Yeah. Well, it's called against John Messing. Let's put it that way. It is the full third team foul of his half.
John was trying to thread a needle in there, and that's really a difficult thing to do. You really got to count the numbers of the opposing jerseys in front of you. If they outnumber you, just pull it back out. You can run some more time.
That's the fourth team foul against Bad Axe in the second against John Messing. Vassar's going to get one more shot here in the third quarter, trailing by five, 19-24, to the hosting Bad Axe Hatchets, entering this game at 13-0. To the right wing, Poplinski. To Shepard, top of the key, 5 seconds left. Left wing to Keller. He has to get something here, and it's blocked away by Sutton. And there's the buzzer. They can't even get a shot off. At the end of the third quarter, we have a five-point ball game, 24-19 on the WLEW Sports Network. Bad Axe by five.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Well, John, I don't know many things in life, but I do know I think the next 8 minutes are going to be very entertaining for us.
This is what you call a sweaty palm kind of game. You really don't know how it's going to go.
Is that a technical term?
I just looked at the 700 people up there in the stands, and they were just kind of rubbing their hands a little bit. So,
Tommy Morneau with 10 points, the only player in double digits for either team. Bad Axe has three players with 4 points, John Messing, Clark Brady, and Andrew Sutton. Vassar gets the ball to start this fourth quarter. to the left wing. Keller picks up his dribble, feeds it down to the corner, gives it back to Humbert, and he actually deflects it back to left wing. Into the corner, Amon down the baseline, skip past the right wing or right corner for three, no good. Rebound, John Messick.
John Messick did a nice job boxing out, and he took it right in the back of the head with from Colton Fabro, but he hung onto the ball. Bad X ball, and they're attacking right now in that little trap. John Messing passes the ball over to Tommy Morneau.
And it's kicked away, and Bad X will get the ball in front of their own bench, left side of your radio. 7:25 left in the fourth quarter, 24-19, Bad X by five, hosting Vassar tonight on Snow Carnival Night in Bad X. Morneau, right wing, picks up his dribble in that slight trap. Into the corner to Sutton. He can't hang on to it. Finally brings it in. Top of the key, John Messing for three. No rebound. Sutton goes up and misses that one. Brady puts another shot up. That one's no good. And now we have a scrum on the floor. Jump ball possession, Bad X. This one's getting chippy too.
That was the best football play I've seen this year.
There are bodies flying everywhere through the air on the floor, and results in Clark Brady inbounding for Bad X underneath the road hoop.
7 minutes, 5 seconds of action still to go.
They go to the safety valve. Andrew Sutton at midcourt over to Martin Messing, left wing. Out there for Bad X, Martin Messing, Clark Brady in the corner with it. Andrew Sutton, John Messing, and Morneau also out there. Martin Messing's pass is stolen away by Humbert. We're going the other way. Humbert at the left wing, back up to Keller, resets the offense, 6:45 to go. 24-19, Bad X by five. Vassar's Keller to the right wing, Humbert at the right elbow now. Tries to seam it in and gets it down to number 22, Fabro. He misses the shot, rebound, Martin Messing heading the other way. Morneau, Martin Messing for three, no rebound. Tommy Morneau puts it back up, can't get that one to fall, rebound still loose. Humbert trying to bring it in, and finally, looks like Poplinski is there with it. Nope, Chuck Fabro. It'll be Colton Fabro, and one man calls a jump ball, the other one is calling it on the arm, foul against Bad X.
I think this is going to be going on Clark Brady.
It certainly looks that way. Indeed it is. That's his second, and the team's fifth. Bad X with one more foul to give.
A lot of emotion flying right now.
Holy cow.
Clark Brady was doing a good job, even though he knew he was the one that was committed the foul and made sure his teammates weren't going to be getting a technical foul.
24-19, Bad X still hanging on to that lead. 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Tyler Humbert tries to spin the lane, nothing there. Skip pass to Keller for three, left wing. No rebound, still loose. And we have a whistle on the rebound, and it's going against Vassar.
Poplinski, perhaps.
Looks like we're blocked by the officials, so it's going to be a push. And it will go against Poplinski, number 21, his second. Vassar's fifth. Both teams with five team fouls. 5:52 left in the fourth quarter. Hang on to your seats.
This is a diamond and one, and the one-on-one is Tyler Humbert on Tommy Morneau.
Be sure to watch NBC 25 for some highlights tonight. They're in attendance as the Bad X pass stolen away by Logan Amon. That is the 10th turnover for Bad X tonight. Down to the left corner for three, short. Rebound brought in by Vassar, and we have a travel as he couldn't hang on to his footing. And we're going the other way. Poplinski with the travel. That's the 8th team turnover for Vassar. 5:23 left in the fourth. Still that same 24-19 score. That's how we started this quarter 3 minutes ago. Morneau to Messing. John Messing in the right wing. Nothing there. And we have a whistle.
Oh, and this is.
And this is going to be an off the ball foul against Vassar's number 12, Tyler Humbert, his third. And believe it or not, that is Humbert's first foul since about the 5 minute mark in the first quarter.
Okay, that's also what they had discussed in the timeout. Or the dead ball situation, and they did execute that perfectly.
Vassar was
trying again.
Vassar with six fouls, Bad X with five. Morneau over to John Messing, right wing. Skip pass to Martin Messing, left wing. Starts his dribble at the free throw line, over to Morneau. Diving in between, pulls up from the free throw line.